USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pleased with the tentative budget deal, as is Chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. President Trump's reaction to the tentative deal, though?
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. Because we're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now, we're building a lot of wall.
A winter storm is causing thousands of flights to be delayed or canceled from Chicago to New York City, and the Dow closed up 373 points higher to close at 25,426. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The number of job openings in America hits a record high. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Concerns about the U.S. economy after the partial federal government shutdown and volatility in financial markets have driven a reading of small business owners' confidence lower for the fifth straight month. According to the National Federation of Independent Business and its monthly Small Business Optimism Index. However, analyst Gene Marks says it has to be put in perspective.
The index has come down a little bit. It is still way higher than anything we saw under the Obama administration. In general, these businesses are still confident.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The small business group says its index fell to 101.2 in January from 104.4 in December.
Tuesday night, the top dog or best in show will be announced at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. Some 3,000 dogs have been competing in the two-day event. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies a cover-up of the Khashoggi murder. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The U.S. government will continue investigating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, so says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a visit to Hungary on Monday.
America's not covering up for a murder. America's taken more action in response to the tragic murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and will continue to take more action, continue our investigation. We're working diligently on that. The president's been very clear. As we get additional information, we'll continue to hold all of those responsible accountable.
And Pompeo warned Hungary that Russia is trying to divide the West, saying the U.S. should not let Russian President Vladimir Putin drive a wedge between friends and NATO. Pompeo's Hungarian counterpart, Peter Sciardo, said any criticism Washington has of Hungary's diplomacy with Russia is misguided, as other European countries are also involved in energy deals with Russia.
Rookie Democratic Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is making a splash in Congress by championing the Green New Deal. President Trump on Monday in El Paso, Texas, compared the Green New Deal to a high school term paper. And regarding that Green New Deal, former Republican governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, tells Fox News.
They want this green agenda that is going to really cost the country trillions of dollars. I mean, when we start putting price tags in this and they realize the freedom they're giving up, that the president was right the other night in the State of the Union. They're moving us towards a socialist agenda.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. So text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
Disagree there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Kinda?
You're kinda
I'm
good?
Kinda good.
Yeah, we were just reviewing this. Interesting things taking place. It always interests me. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. It always interests me the tactics used. The tactics used to get somewhere. Because I feel like we're always a day late and a dollar short at tactics in fighting the kinds of tactics that are used, that it's hard for us to use them. And I think it's because we wouldn't use them. It's not in our, I don't think in a lot of people's nature, that's how they think. They're not diabolical. They don't think right. in those nefarious terms. And so it's hard for us to get a handle on how a game is being played or the tactics being used because we just don't think like that. It's hard.
Well, when the tactics are evil, it's against our principles mm-hmm. to be evil.
Yeah.
So how do you fight evil?
You can't if you have a hard time understanding it.
Because
we always feel like there's some kind of level to which people wouldn't stoop. Or,
right.
You know, you wouldn't go, or why would you want the destruction of mankind? Or why would you want to feed people a line like climate change when you know it's a lie, but keep feeding it to people? And the tactics used. And so this was kind of an interesting one for this, because you have to understand their tactics in order to fight it. I'm glad that we don't naturally think this way. If I did, boy, I'd be in the wrong profession. I'd be in politics. But so here's the deal. There was a case. LGBT activists are basically teaching judges how to yank these kids from parents who want to be transgender, but the parents say no. Wait till you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a great psychologist I know. He recently passed away. And one of the things he said that stuck with me was, when somebody's gay or even transgender, that is not a decision that they should be making. They must usually be over the age of even 19 or 20 to even start to decide if that is their life or where they're going with that.
Of course.
And so parents have every right or should be monitoring this with their kids. And if their kids feel like they are, which would be, I think, a product of being told in the media that you are, and to question it, not authentically so, because there's only a few people, there's only so few people with that actual disorder, that you're in the wrong body. But the fact that the parents should have a moratorium on that till the age of 18 so that they can truly decide as an adult. Talk to Walter Heyer,
right.
who we had on the show, who discussed his story, and it was all regret. He went back to being a man. It was all regret. He just said, it ruined my life. And so I look at Bruce Jenner. I mean, Bruce Jenner, you know? We called him transgender for a while. Bruce Jenner, I don't see him as a super happy person in a really happy place in his life.
Nope.
And so these parents should be able to choose for their children whether or not they want to permit them to do this at an age that could be very destructive to the child. Right? So a normal person would think that, right? I'm not far off the grid
sure.
here.
Yeah.
So there were documents that were obtained from a Rhode Island, very red state, family court. It's going to concern any person who questions whether it's a good idea to chemically or surgically mutilate children.
It's really bad.
It's bad.
And so as this progressed, there were two cases they talked about. Actually, six or seven cases. But in all but one case, the child was a 15-year-old girl who had never had any sexual identity confusion until her parents divorced. And then she started being confused. And then in another case involved four-year-old triplet boys, but the mother had desperately wanted a girl. The mother was a psychologist and had cross-dressed one of the boys for 2 years, insisting it was his idea.
Jeez.
So in each of those cases, the guardian ad litems and the judges removed the right to medical consent and or custody from the parent who objected to transition with puberty blockers and hormones.
Jeez.
So if the only way you can help these kids is to give them puberty blockers and hormones.
Chemically alter them?
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, this whole subject is one thing that always really frustrates me, is the fact that when you talk to a liberal or anybody in that kind of realm of mind, they like to show that religion isn't true because you can't put fact and reason and truth behind it. But when it comes to the transgender and selection of sex, truth, facts, and reason are thrown out, and it's all about how you feel and what you think and how you know, what makes you feel best.
You're right.
So that's not okay for religion, but it's okay for society. And I don't understand how they can flip-flop back and forth on these issues.
I do. There's nothing that goes back to any type of principle whatsoever with the belief system. So if you can change the belief system at whim to fit whatever you want to fit, then I think it's super convenient and extremely hypocritical. Because no matter what, I can say, well, this is what we believe in because I want to believe in it. Like you said, you remove all reason and truth and facts, and this is exactly why they can tout climate change or be standing there in the middle of a blizzard and say we're all warming up and dying or this kind of stuff. You know, it's all based on feelings. There's no such thing as biological sex. Everybody's been crazy for the centuries. Yeah, no, there's no male and female. We have 23 different varieties. They can make anything they want up because there's no dialing back to any principle. And this is why that we do this show, is to dial back to principle, to say this is why we feel this way and this is the principle behind it. You know?
I agree with that, but that's where I show the fallacy in their logic. It's like you guys want to play fast and loose with the rules. Yet when we apply any type of rule, you rebel against it. And that's, you can't run without rules.
I agree.
Or else people are running red lights and people are stealing from other folks and there's no consequences for it.
I totally agree. And when you ask them, well, will you dial back to the principle that says we have 23 different varieties of biology? Well, they can't give you one. They can't give you a piece of truth. So what do? They say you're a hater.
Yeah.
They turn it into emotion.
Well, I know a lot of people who are saying, oh, I'm all for gay rights and everything else. And you're like, okay, then it's okay for this guy to go into the bathroom while your daughter's in there. Well, no. Well, wait a minute. Where do you draw the line now? You're saying that guy was okay to be with that guy and get married to him. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying it's not okay for this guy who says he's a girl today to go in there with your daughter.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you move the line, you can just keep moving the line.
Yep. Same thing with abortion. They say the same thing because they say, well, it's the woman's right to choose. But you're tearing apart a baby limb by limb. Oh, yeah, I don't want that to happen. But it's the woman's right to choose. See, it's only one dimensional. There's only one thought because there is no other thought. They can't have another one because it competes with the very thought that they're giving you. So
yeah,
there's no logic.
Well, I think we needed a constitutional amendment that when does citizenship occur? And that's when a baby has rights.
Yeah.
And that's where it ought to be put. Because right now, everybody's even saying now, you can give birth to the child, and if you didn't want it then, we can euthanize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. No, I totally get it. There's no logic. Yeah, there's no logic.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's empty. And it's empty for a reason. And that's why I said it can't go back to any principle or truth. You can't find a truth that supports a feeling just because they want to feel this way. So right now they're sort of pressuring kids into questioning. Question, question, question.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you've got a 10-year-old and for some reason they get an idea in their head that they might want to be a boy, instead of the parents being able to help them understand where these feelings may be coming from, the assumption is, oh, they were born in the wrong body, and we've got to fix that now. And the parents' ability to get in the way of anybody coming in and doing that has been taken away.
Yeah. In fact, think about it this way. Go on the reverse of this. Let's just say that that I don't like these two parents, Billy and Susie, and I don't like the fact that they're giving their kid hormones, okay? I don't like the fact that they're telling their kid that they can transgender when I don't think the kid is. I don't think the kid has a problem with it. I still want to preserve the rights of those parents. I don't want to take away their right to do that, even though I completely disagree with it, and I think it's morally wrong on every level, and it's harmful and destructive. I still have to support a parent's role. They can't do the same for anyone else, but I would do that for them because I want my role as a parent confined as my role as a parent, right? I want mine upheld. And so this is why when you can't dial it back, I can dial that back to a principal and say that we should have the freedom as parents to make those decisions for our kids. They can't do that because they're in everybody's face saying, I want the ability to do this and everybody better fight for me for the ability to do this.
For you.
Yeah. And so there's no base there. There's no, you know, principle there. And so it never works both ways for them, and they always think it's going to. It doesn't, and we have to understand why. Even when we disagree with something, you have to go back to a principle. Otherwise, it falls apart because it's just held in hypocrisy. There's no truth.
I think that's what they call totalitarianism.
Yeah.
There's only one way.
I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, it's funny. Well, thanks for having me on. It's funny that as I look at all of this and the push from, and I'm not even going to say, you know, Democrats or Republicans or whatever. I'm just going to say the push to enforce my feelings on someone else.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
It's enforcing how I feel on other people. And I'm blown away because I think we need some clarification on the whole freedom of speech thing, because I'm free to say whatever I want as long as it doesn't offend a certain group.
Right.
Well, that's not freedom of speech.
Yep,
that's completely the opposite of that. In fact, I think that our freedom of speech is being violated by forcing us to have these opinions that, you know, we can't say what we stand up for. Like you said, you feel like that in that scenario you gave, it might be wrong. You should be free to say that.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you're going to go out and hurt someone, and it doesn't mean that to stop people from getting hurt for having those beliefs, we have to stop the free speech that might be behind it. That's the complete opposite of what the Constitution
I agree.
Was about.
Yep.
Thank you.
It drives me crazy.
Oh, me too. Hey, thank you for the call. We have to go to a break. But here's the deal. This is really the caveat. All they have is feelings.
Yep.
That's it. And so you can use feelings for emotion. You can get people to emotionally feel. You can get some sheep out there to go along with your emotions and your feelings. It's much easier, though, if things were dialed to principle, because principles last. Those things, actually, people will stick to. Emotions are all over the place.
Yep.
You might get them in your corner for 5 seconds using an emotional argument, but it won't be there tomorrow for a lot of people because it changes. See, principles don't. They don't change. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point-of-care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
I'm Russ Imlay with Cache Valley Bank. I started in banking years ago because it offered a good opportunity that would let me stay here and raise a family in southern Utah. What I didn't fully realize was the good I could do working for a bank. Now I do. Like helping new doctors get the facilities and equipment they require to make it easier to meet the needs of their patients, or finding solutions to help small businesses expand their operations to take on bigger projects or more staff. I love my work as a banker, and I enjoy working for Cache Valley Bank because we have the statewide strength of 17 branches, yet as a community bank, I'm able to give tailored attention to each of my customers. We're not here just to close a deal. We're here for the entire journey. We will be here on hand and on call as your financial outfitter. Is there a venture on your horizon? Let's map it out.
Cache Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage. StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle group.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I see my redhead mess, bed, tear shed, queen bee misqueeze. The stage of smells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuffed shirt like me on a After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
Hey there, welcome back. You know, it's probably the only show that'll play bluegrass for a bumper in America right now. And you're listening to it. Isn't that great?
I really like banjo, though.
You like the banjo? Said nobody ever.
No, I do.
Really?
I really like banjo. Yeah.
You want to know something funny about me? Not that there's not a whole lot to say there, because there is. But I actually, when I was in my youth, my brother and my sister and I, we actually played bluegrass. My brother played fiddle, my sister played banjo, I played guitar, and they both played guitar too. And yeah, we were dressed up in overalls and taught to perform.
Cool.
People probably wouldn't like not even think that when they meet me, but anyway, yeah. Just throwing it out there. Anyway, I thought that was funny. That's the Dead South, by the way. Their songs are hilarious. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there, Uncle Milty and Kate.
Hi there.
I like the banjo too.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about the kids and being able to basically outweigh parents and outweigh judges and even potentially put psychologists in jail.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world, if kids are being able to have that much power, then why in the world, when a baby is 2 seconds born, it has absolutely no power whatsoever. It has no right whatsoever.
Isn't it amazing?
And yet they are artificially giving these kids all of this amazing power. Like, if you want to set a kid up to fail on multiple levels, I mean,
yeah,
that's going to do a bang-up job. What are they going to do when they can't control their neighbor or when they can't control their professor in college or...
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. They get no say in whether they get life, but they get every say 3 years later if they're transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And even plastic surgeons, they say, I cannot touch a child until they are fully developed. Why? And I know that you don't want to take people's thing, you know, power away, but why can't we just have, you know what? You can't vote till you're 21. Mm-hmm. You can't make these decisions until you're 21.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that.
But you can go off to war. You can get your head blown off when you're 18. But you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're
it's
right.
Crazy.
It is. It's insane.
Insane.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Yeah, you make some great points. Yeah, you're right.
And it's that's a real problem in that it's because it's all based on what these advocates want.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be accepted for who they are. So they want to create more of themselves.
Yeah.
So they initiate this in youth. And you know, I don't see that it would be very difficult to convince a young person that they might be transgender.
Right.
Especially prepubescent.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And why are these judges listening to advocates, listening to all these activists tell them what to do?
Yeah, that's strange. But now...
Anyway.
That was what they called the first wave in the article. The second wave is what we're moving into now.
Mm-hmm.
The second wave now is going on, and this is where the emergency room staffs, therapists, doctors are reporting parents to Child Protective Services if they refuse to affirm their child's false gender. So there's now a case of some parents who were accused of being abusive. They had adopted a boy who came from an abusive family.
Mm-hmm.
He was depressed and suicidal, had a history of depression and anxiety. An emergency room physician interviewed the boy alone and came out and diagnosed him as transgender and insisted that because his parents' lack of acceptance, that's what's causing his suicidal depression. And that he should be started on puberty blockers and estrogen to transition. This was the first time the boy had ever talked about transgender.
Yeah. Can I make a just an observation here? I've done a lot of research on this topic, trying to figure out why in the world people are suddenly for this, you know, suddenly okay with this in some way, shape, and form. What's very interesting is they'll always claim that they go into a depression because people won't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now we're accepting it. Has the suicide rate gone down?
It's gone up.
the rate of depression has gone up since it's been widely accepted. Mm-hmm. Why? Because of the very nature of the thing we're talking about. Maybe there's some other issues there that need to be addressed. Maybe that's what's causing the depression. Not necessarily everybody's lack of awareness in trying to, clap when somebody wants to, you know, turn their body, into something else. And so what are they lacking that's giving them that depression? It's the issue itself. It isn't the fact that people won't accept it. And so that is such a lie out there. It is such an unbelievable lie, because the numbers, the truth of this is that depression goes up. They have such a big problem with it that isn't it like 35-40% now they're attempting suicide or have a huge problem because they've gone transgender.
Yeah. It's because that's not the answer to the problem. Mm-hmm. So this family fought hard for this adopted child, fought hard and won the battle. They found a therapist who helped set some boundaries with the boy. And his complaints all of a sudden that developed about feeling trapped in the wrong body just stopped. They went away. But even with that outcome, the parents got an attorney and they talked about suing. And the attorney said, look, if you try to sue, the experts will all side with the emergency room physician who was following the standard of care guidelines.
And the standard of care guidelines come from where? See, you can pass a gazillion regulations. You can do really anything you want in America to create this issue and this problem. That's what's so sad, is they can go, well, we have a regulation. Well, who allowed you to have such a regulation? Why in the world are you doing this now? This is exactly why I said yesterday that they are starting to do, you know, obviously the mental health exams when you go in for, say, a cut on your foot, because they want to get behind mental status. They want to get behind all of that, have all of it documented now. And we need to start asking why that is and not do it. And if you have to do it, like the gal called and said for Medicaid, so what? Draw a picture on the dang form. I don't care what you do. You don't have to answer anything. We have to start looking out for ourselves and questioning all these regulations and questioning the way they're doing business.
And we have to fight it.
Yeah.
Because the third wave is already starting. The third wave is when the schools trigger the investigations into the parents.
Oh, my gosh.
The kid's at school and says something to a teacher about thinking they might be transgender.
And now the schools will
report. And the schools will, well, we need to help you with that.
Yeah.
Then the parents don't go along with it. Now the parents are abusive.
It's actually, we need to help you into that.
Yeah.
That's really what's going on. We need to help you become trans. It's never, you know, let's talk to you and figure out why you're feeling this way. How can we help you become transgender?
Right. As if that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Right.
It's perfectly normal and acceptable, and you're right. You're transgender.
And even though you're 10, you have the authority on what you think and what you know. Because, baby, you know it all at 10, right? And so then the schools they tell us they're bound by this. We're bound to help the child. Well, what does help the child mean? It means whatever we want. It means helping them into transgender. It means helping them into LGBTQ PRSD. Yep. It means you have to help them into this. This is why it's getting real dangerous, because now all those lines, it used to be where you could ignore what was being said at a school, but now that it comes into your life in way of we're going to call child services on you, they're going to be at your doorstep. And by the way, your kid's on our territory during the day. We're going to make sure we have a mental health provider that specializes in kids turning trans or LGBT.
Right.
We're going to make sure that they're talking to your kid every day because they're on our property. And we are bound, parent. We are bound to help your child figure it out with our A-plus mental health coordinators here. Because there's a lot of regulations on the books now that are stating that that they get partners. They don't say what kind of partners. Partners in the community to help administer to your child. What do you mean partners? It means that they can go to any industry in the city in which you live, the county, and they can say, oh, hey, we're partnering with you. You're going to come in and provide services.
Yeah.
You're not going to know who's providing those services. You're not going to get a background on them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead. You have about a minute.
So I was a little tomboy growing up, and I was better than the boys at sports. Because when you're a girl, you're bigger than the boys are for a while, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm a mom of five kids. Well, imagine if my parents would have jumped on board and said, oh, you're a tomboy. Let's let you be a boy. Are you kidding me? I didn't know what I wanted at 10. Like, this is ridiculous.
If
parents would look at what they thought at 10, maybe they could figure it out. But this is insane.
Well, I wanted to make a gourmet meal in my Easy Bake Oven. Did that happen? No. I only thought making a gourmet meal in my Easy Bake Oven. I mean, you're 10. You're playing with Barbies, and you're in fantasy world. And so even the thought of being a tomboy, now the parents are going, oh, it must be a lifelong condition. There is no such thing as a tomboy anymore in America, even though we all know there is. They're not thinking there is. They're being told that that's not a phase anymore. It's a life commandment.
I went to school with a girl who was a tomboy all through high school. She now has a family with kids. She was not transgender just because she was amazing at basketball or because she was better than a lot of the boys. That does not mean that you should be. And guess what? My son wears pink. Does that mean he should be a girl? No. Like, they need to stop putting it all in their heads and let the kid be kind of who they are without pushing, like, this agenda upon them.
Or without deciding their fate. Look how many times on the show we talk about not being China and not determining what career they go into in the third grade because they might have solved one math problem. You know, we already feel and know that that is the truth. You can't push a kid into a career at a young age. Why in the world are we changing sex on a kid? I mean, what is wrong with us as a population that we'd consent to that?
It's insanity.
I agree. Yeah. It's messed up.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. It is.
It's
completely
pure insanity to do this.
I know. Caller. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to get there. Okay. Caller, you have about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to state how every time we do these type of things where we come up with a special group or a special, we create more bureaucracy, and that is what it is. It's more government control and a more reason to spend more money and a more reason that we have to allocate more of the money you make into a governmental system to build a society that other people want to see.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, agree.
That's what we do more than anything is we create these fractionalized groups to fractionalize and create a larger and larger bureaucracy.
Yep.
That now when a child has a problem, instead of just talking to the teacher, you talk to eight people.
That's so true. Thank you for that. Right. Yep. We got to head to a break, but it's that, it's lobbyists, it's think tanks writing legislation, it's specialized governmental groups, it's studies. We're spending gazillions on study after study after study. A lot of people getting rich off government that are taking our money for crap like this and then hurling it back to us and telling us that they're changing our culture and who we are as a people fundamentally. That it's so wrong on so many levels. There's so many things like that that are at the helm of this that get in and complicate all of this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for a new floor, you have questions. You need an expert with hands-on experience who has answers. Home Flooring Connection is Southern Utah's premier flooring company. Together, Brent and his family have over 40 years' experience. No one's made a bigger statement in home flooring than Home Flooring Connection, and they offer the options for you to make a statement in your home, including window coverings. Visit their gallery located at 765 North Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's or online at homeflooringconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Ladies, this Valentine's, there's a chance he will find a quiet moment, wait until he has your full attention, look you in the eyes, and hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that says, Mac and Sons. But as you gently pull the ribbon and discover the treasure that awaits, you realize whatever sits inside is really just a reflection of how much he adores you. Men that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or just any jewelry. The man that placed that box in front of you knows you are more precious than any diamond and worth more than gold. Men that come to Mack & Sons are passionate about finding quiet moments to remind you of their love. They could grab roses, chocolates, or chase deals at the mall, but when they see the beautiful bronze box with Mack & Sons on it, you'll know they aren't like everyone else. And neither is your love. Because of where he went when he wanted Valentine's to be perfect. Mack & Sons Master Jewelers, on the Boulevard at Bluff.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code Kenyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
I'm Russ Imlay with Cash Valley Bank. I started in banking years ago because it offered a good opportunity that would let me stay here and raise a family in Southern Utah. What I didn't fully realize was the good I could do working for a bank. Now I do. Like helping new doctors get the facilities and equipment they require to make it easier to meet the needs of their patients, or finding solutions to help small businesses expand their operations to take on bigger projects or more staff. I love my work as a banker, and I enjoy working for Cash Valley Bank. Because we have the statewide strength of 17 branches, yet as a community bank, I'm able to give tailored attention to each of my customers. We're not here just to close a deal. We're here for the entire journey. We will be here on hand and on call as your financial outfitter. Is there a venture on your horizon? Let's map it out.
Cash Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
That's a, don't ask her any questions. That's a, there won't be a valid answer, she says in this song. This is a song written about becoming transgender. And the interesting part about this, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, is that the whole song is about, I am lost, I'm trying to get found. And I find it so ironic. Because I was listening to several songs written by people that are going through this experience of being transgender. And the one thing that really stood out was, I don't play by the rules. I don't play by the rules. If you'll notice that in a lot of kid movies right now, in a lot of Disney movies, the whole theme is I don't play by the rules. I don't have to go by anyone's rules, including God's. I have nobody to be accountable for. I can just do whatever I want and it won't matter. The other thing that they're trying to put out there is like this song, I am lost. I want to be found, as if turning transgender didn't do that for them. And it's so obvious. It's like, it's just such an obvious thing to me when you have kids in music and song on YouTube talking about their condition as being so lost all the time. If this was right and it was good and it was godly and it did something for you, like, you know, like we always say, you know, the fruit of the tree, is the fruit of the tree good? Then they would feel found. The song would be, I'm found, I am great now. You should see my life. I am perfect. This is awesome. This is everything I ever wanted. That is never the case.
Never.
It's never the case. They're always, I just want to be found. I feel so lost. I'm so troubled. There's a reason they're so troubled. There's a reason they can't feel found. They're denying their whole existence. They're denying who they are and opting for something they want to be because they don't like who they are or don't feel comfortable with who they are. And in that song about not going by the rules, I'm seeing a huge trend on TV and movies with that same mantra. Rules do not apply to me. And I'm talking even the rules of biology.
Yep.
Just the rules that you can't escape. I'm not talking about whether you believe in God or not. I'm talking about just the basics of biology. There are rules about biology. There's two, and there's not more than two. And we can't invent 23 because we like to or want to. And so these kids are getting caught up with, I don't feel found. I want to break the rules. You can't deny some rules. So here we are. And you'll never hear a song from any of them that says, man, my life is just incredible. I'm just doing amazing things and I'm incredible now that I've transitioned. It's sad. It's a really sad state of affairs. Let me take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. I'd like to follow up on that mental health questionnaire, if that's okay.
We can probably tomorrow in a local hour. But the questionnaire in general that's being done at hospitals across, you know, the whole United States is that I'm going to take you off here, is that basically you're getting questioned on your mental health no matter what your problem is. So that way they can build a little database on you as far as how you're feeling and are you clinically depressed and do they need to do more to help you even though you're not asking for it. It's building data is what it is. It's they're doing it, they say, out of concern.
Well, and they want to label you.
They want to label you, yeah, and they want to make sure you get to mental health professionals that can tell you you have a problem. Most likely. So just, you know, putting that out there.
Mental health professionals are interesting people. They can always find a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm married to one. And let me tell you, he really isn't like that. And he's probably one of the more rare ones that that isn't like that. But you know, the industry does thrive on labeling at a pretty young age, you know, what you could be or what you are. And sometimes as we go through phases in life, that's never given any credit. It's never a phase to a lot of the mental health professionals. It's you have a condition. This is your condition for life, you know, kind of thing. So I just wanted to point out that song to everybody because I found it relevant that the feelings and thoughts coming from these kids that decide to do this at a young age, you have to feel pretty lost in order to even feel that way to begin with. And then what are we doing as a society? We're rallying around your lost feeling and telling you to feel even more lost by pursuing it. Who does that? Are we nuts? What has happened to us as a civilization if this is how we deal with our youth and our problems?
But we're
pursue the negative, go after the fact that you feel lost and feel more lost.
What's happening in our government and our judicial system is being hidden from us. In these cases that we've been discussing, Rhode Island Family Court had an annual judicial conference. At the conference, a Dr. Michelle Forcier was the speaker. It focused on transgender children. She spoke for an hour and a half to dozens of state employees, court-appointed special advocates, employees of the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, mm-hmm. and judges. There's no record of that.
Really?
There's no video. There's no nothing. Transcript. Nothing. What was she telling these people?
Guess we won't know, will we?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of this kind of stuff going on right now. And they really are seeking to change it, to erase God, too, to erase anything that gives anybody any base of who they might be in this big world. You know, I feel for a lot of kids out there who are getting parents who say it's almost like if your kid was doing drugs and having a problem with that and saying, oh, my gosh, I'm doing all this and this is how it's making me feel. And the parent goes, well, let's get you more of that. Let's get you more of that so you can become full-fledged, so that you can really go after and really sink yourself. Let's do that instead of really talking about why you got into drugs in the first place. Can you imagine doing that to a kid? But that's what we do in the world of transgender. Why? Because we somehow feel that a kid's going to know that at 10 and at 4?
I don't think so.
I know. And I don't care if they say every single day that's how they feel. You need to talk about why. And you need to do it till they're 18, until you're not in charge of them anymore. But for 18 years, you better be asking them why they feel that way every day.
Well, a human...
Not helping the reality them transition. Is
human beings don't even have sexual feelings until puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Until the hormones start
right.
moving.
Yeah.
Until there is no sexuality prior to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a gender.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no sexuality. All of these other things are based on sexuality.
Yeah.
Well, not gender.
No, you're right. You're right. It is based on sexuality. And then give these kids, you know, what is it, Denmark? Denmark, they in school, they won't say he or she.
Right.
Yeah. It's all vague. And they give everybody the same pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at these other countries and... Isn't that the same country that outlawed Down syndrome? Basically,
yeah,
not outlawed it, but everybody can choose abortion. So they're at 100% rate of choosing abortion.
They can't choose it. I think it's almost mandatory.
Yeah, it's like eradicating
Down syndrome. We don't allow Down syndrome to be born.
Right. So lots of problems coming from these kinds of countries, but I don't want to adopt them. I don't want to do what they're doing, because I don't see a lot of happy people walking around in those countries, to tell you the truth, and I don't see a lot of people that are getting it or understanding. We have a really special country, and we have a really special way of looking at things, and a culture that was designed and predicated upon certain principles and values and rights and wrongs. And this is why I'm an American and I live here. We don't have to become like these other countries, but we think for some reason we do, as if we're all part of the human race, so we all have to be the same type of country that feels the same way about things. Let's be the standout country that says no to this garbage.
Well,
I don't understand why we can't be that.
Think of how garbage it is. On one hand, we're willing to help a boy become a girl
mm-hmm.
at a very young age. But we're not willing to help someone that's born with Down syndrome mm-hmm. become a active, healthy, happy person.
Yeah.
That we're not willing to do.
Isn't that amazing? I work with these kids, these adults that have special needs, Down syndrome and such. Can I just tell you, we had a talent night. And on this talent night, I had one of our kids that comes do an entire song, singing, playing without any music whatsoever. Did the entire thing like a savant. I mean, just amazing. We had somebody else get up and talk about belt buckles and talk about how he made these very, very fancy belt buckles and pass them around. And they were beautiful, and he collects them and so forth. We had some talents showcased that were so amazing. And I sat there and I thought, these kids will get up and they'll showcase those talents with not even a thought about it, no problem at all.
No embarrassment.
No embarrassment, nothing. And they will stand there and showcase those things, and they're so proud of those things, and they're so talented. And I thought, I'm so grateful we live in a country that supports this, that understands and recognizes this. Mm-hmm. And it makes me cry every time I go, because every week I'm in charge of putting some activities together. And it really is the highlight of my week. It's so much fun. I get so much out of it. Can you imagine taking that from yourself because you're afraid of what your lifestyle might look like taking in one of these kids? I just can't even, it blows my mind that people actually look at that and say, oh, I don't want that experience. You know, let God do some magic in your life. Maybe it's really needed, and maybe you need to go through an experience like that to love, to understand how to love. It's always amazed me that we're sitting here in those shoes deciding that. We're going to decide what sex we are? You were made the sex you are for a reason, and very few people are going to have an actual disorder where it's really taking hold of their life. You know, why aren't we directing people to understand who they are in this world and what they were born as instead of trying to turn them into something else?
Yeah.
And then their whole life, it feels like their whole life becomes about that one thing. And if you were going to go by that whole, by their fruit, you know, looking at it from that angle, is our life is supposed to be about being fixated on our gender for our entire life? No. No, we're supposed to be fixated on others, on service, on all these other wonderful attributes.
Yeah.
And so all that does is feed you being more into yourself. Because that's what I see. I see a lot of kids that are so fixated on themselves.
That's right.
That doesn't ring true or right for me in any way. So when things don't ring true, when they seem off, they are. And we as a culture have to start stepping up and talking more about this and saying it. See, even on a show like this that's nationally syndicated, even on a show like this, I take a risk doing this because, of course, people can take sound bites you know, make me sound like the biggest hateful person that ever lived, ever walked the earth, worse than Hitler. And I know that. But we can't care about that. We have to say it anyway because it's the truth, and we have to actually get the truth out there because a lot of lies are being told and then nobody's saying the truth. Write some op-eds for your paper. Get the truth out there. Make people read it. Make people understand. Because there'll be a lot of people silently going, oh, I'm so glad somebody
yes.
said that. I'm so glad somebody
Always.
Said that. Because they know this stuff isn't true. I think your spirit feels when something's off and not right. I really do. And I think we can listen to that little voice, don't
yep.
you?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I've been told that my whole life.
Yeah.
You're just saying what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just say it. Who cares? Who cares? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You've got 40 seconds.
I'll keep it quick. Mm-hmm. You know, having a full, rich life is not removing all obstacles or challenges.
Yep.
It's learning how to grow and overcome them. And,
yes.
Amen
you know,
to that.
It's like a utopian mm-hmm. or dystopian movie. It's
right.
like you can try to remove all of the strife. Mm-hmm. in life, you know, and struggles, but it's just going to numb things out to where it's a bland existence.
Thank you for that. I totally agree with you. And you know what? One of the best things I ever heard was this, and it's on the topic of abortion. I've got 10 seconds. Kids are not given to us to only just enhance our life. Because guess what? That won't happen. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's pretty stressful. They're there to watch us, for us to grow, not just enhance our life into full happiness. And so we have to be able to look at the experience in whole. Just from what that caller was saying, I totally agree. Your life is supposed to be about growing through things that are hard and difficult and fun and wonderful. And we need the whole bag, the whole ball of wax. Don't say no to any part of that, or you're just forfeiting such a great experience for yourself in your own life.
We shall overcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Be back tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Everybody have a great evening.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code Kenyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.